You're listening to the Fix My Feet podcast. Solutions for every step in your journey with the nation's leading foot and ankle specialists.
Welcome everybody back to another edition of the Fix My Feet podcast. I'm here with my awesome colleagues, Dr. Evan Leonards and Ashley Anderson, our physician's assistant. And I am Dr. Waters. Glad to be back here today to discuss another topic that seems to be of common search origin on Google is where I came up with this topic, to be completely honest with you. So, and we're going to talk about orthotics today. For those of you who don't know what an orthotic is, it is an insert that goes inside of the shoe. And there are multiple different kinds of inserts that you can get that go inside your shoe. So I thought we'd kind of do just, you know, what does the literature kind of say about these different types and what is the functional purpose of the different types of orthotics that are out there that are on the market? I see them advertised all the time, both digitally and otherwise, and they can become quite pricey. I've had patients spend upwards of $2,000 on a pair of orthotics, which I think is insane, to be completely honest with you. And I've had others spend, you know, $20 on the other end of the spectrum and end up with something that is equally not as good for your foot. So kind of wanted to do some education about that. So I think what we'll start off is talking about orthotics are kind of split into two categories. That's accommodative and functional. So I'll let Ashley kind of explain maybe what more accommodative insert is, and then Dr. Leonards kind of take off on what a functional insert is and how we kind of separate those things.
Yeah, accommodative inserts generally are going to be softer, so it's going to allow for the pressure points in the foot to be able to be cushioned or offloaded. So a lot of times we're using accommodative inserts for someone who is either older and they've lost the fat pad on the bottom of their foot. We're trying to like pad up the bones on that bottom, or diabetics, people with peripheral neuropathy that they can't feel their feet as much, so they can't tell like if they have those areas of calluses. Or if you've listened to our hammer toe talk, when we're talking about calluses on the tips of toes and stuff like that, we're trying to keep that from getting worse. And so usually adding padding is removing pressure from there. So a lot of times it's not as supportive. It can have some support, but they'll break down faster and have to be replaced either once a year or a couple times a year, just to make sure that that padding is working the way it's supposed to.
Good. And Dr. Leonards, what are functional devices that we deal with a lot?
Yeah, like Ashley said, you know, the accommodative ones are just to accommodate deformity basically in the prominences and decrease wound formation and things. Functional is a little bit different. They're more for basically stopping inappropriate biomechanics of the foot so that the patient can function a little bit better, so that tendons and ligaments and things are more well aligned, and generally to decrease pain or some sort of problem that's arisen because of a patient's biomechanics of their foot. And so functionals come in a lot of different varieties, and it really depends on the patient's deformities or the patient's problems. But generally, the goal is to stop something that is occurring with the foot when the patient is walking or standing. And I love the plantar fasciitis ones because those are marketed all the time. There's like 20 different kinds, and they've all got the same kind of thing. But it's similar to what you're going to get in some other ones for plantar fasciitis, because you know, when you have those issues with the pain on the inside of the heel, I think the most common thing I see with those functionals is they just add a gel cushion there to try and cushion it. And then the rest of it is basically an accommodative orthotic. So with functionals, we're really looking to structurally support things in a way that's going to improve a patient's, you know, function essentially and their ambulation and activity level.
Yeah, well, those are all great points. One of the things I commonly get asked about these things is, are they hard or stiff? Like, Ashley, what's the function of like the stiffness of a device? So many people want like what Dr. Leonard said, they want gel cushion or they want like something memory foam in there. But what is the function of the rigidity of the device that, and why is that important?
So I commonly explain to patients that yes, the orthotic that we'll make for you to try to remove your pain is going to be hard and more rigid, but it's so that we're offloading the foot in a new way. So we're spreading out the weight distribution of the bottom of the foot. So instead of just putting weight on the heel and that ball of the foot, it's pushing weight throughout the whole arch of the foot because you have contact. So that's why a lot of times custom orthotics are the best option for people. We'll get to that, I'm sure, later in this discussion, but it is just because there is pressure throughout the, each person's arch, and a lot of the more accommodative ones or the ones you can get over the counter don't have any structure. So you're just pushing through an orthotic and you're pretty much allowing your foot to be able to walk like you walk when you're barefoot or wearing a normal pair of tennis shoes, just because you can push through that orthotic. So the harder ones are trying to hold you firmly in place to kind of try to redistribute the weight in a more neutral way a lot of times.
Yeah, excellent point. The rigidity allows us to control motion like the like Dr. Leonardson and Ashley have talked about. And for those of you who don't know, it's not common knowledge, but when you walk, you exert about 2.5 times your body weight of force across the bottom of your foot. So anything that's not made of something that's very durable with some rigidity built into it is not going to be able to control the biomechanics of the foot. So you're going to, just like Ashley said, walk right through that device if it's just cushioning that we put in there. Ashley brings up a good point. There's multiple different kinds of functional devices, and Dr. Leonard's brought this up as well. Maybe we'll just span those really quick because I know that patients and those listening might have lots of questions about that. But, you know, we usually break them down to 3 categories, off-the-shelf, medical grade, and custom orthotics. Dr. Leonard, do you want to just briefly touch on what somebody might get if they walk into Walmart, stand on the scanner, and buy an off-the-shelf type device?
Yeah, chances are it's a Dr. Scholl's. It's usually what they have. And a lot of times people go that route because it's convenient and they don't really know anything about orthotics, which is perfectly understandable. And so generally with those, it's trying to, a lot of those are trying to map out kind of the, you know, quote, footprint that you're putting down to see where your pressure points are and try and add some cushion to some areas. Generally, they come in pretty standard varieties where they're marketed for certain types of pathology, whether that's plantar fasciitis or whether that's different type of heel pain or whether that's like arch fatigue or whether it's hammer toes or something like that. And so they're most of the time, because they're for a large population, they're going to be on the more flimsy side. They're not going to be very rigid. And generally, that's because people have probably never tried an orthotic before. They're not used to having something in their shoes. And these can take a while to get used to as you put your foot in a different position. And so a lot of times that's what you're going to be getting, is something that's, you know, mass produced. And so it's a little bit more of a one size fits all hat. It's not going to be great for anybody, but it'll work okay as a starting point for some people. But when you transition from that up into something more medical grade, where you're getting it in from a doctor's office, then you're getting something that's going to be a little bit more appropriate for stability. It's going to be a little bit more structurally sound. It's going to be a little bit more rigid, like Ashley and Dr. Waters were mentioning, in order to spread out that contact area a little bit better, hold that foot up regardless of, you know, weight or level of deformity that you've got that's going to be holding you in a better position. So there's a pretty big jump between those two options. And honestly, the price difference tends to not be that much, because I've heard of some pretty crazy priced Walmart orthotics and even some other ones where people get a pad thrown on a orthotic at a store. It gets fairly expensive too. So there's 2 different options there, and then we can get into the customs eventually. But
yeah, agreed. And even like, in the vein of off the shelf, the generally speaking, it's entry level price. But I've also had patients who go to stores that quote unquote specialize in stuff, end up buying off the shelf stuff, spending $1,000 to $2,000 on some of these things that they just don't take into account some of the accommodations that need to be made for patients' feet based on deformity. And rightfully so, they're not doctors. They don't assess, people that are selling them to you are not doctors. They don't assess deformity. They're not taking into account some of those things. So you know, they can get quite pricey sometimes, unfortunately, on the other side. Custom orthotics, Ashley, what is, I mean, I'll just be clear. I'm biased and Ashley and Dr. Leonard's can give you their opinion, but in my opinion, there a well-made custom orthotic, there's nothing else that can compare to it that you're going to get on the market, whether you find that in our office and we give you something that's medical grade or you find something on the shelf, but well-made custom orthotics, there's not anything that can come close to what they can do for your feet. But what exactly is a custom orthotic, Ashley, and what makes it different maybe from medical grade or something they would find on the shelf at the local retailer?
So a custom orthotic usually is something that you have to get your foot either scanned or step into a foam box or something like that. And you're getting it from either a doctor's office or an office that specializes in orthotics and prosthetics. And so the type of diabetic inserts I was discussing earlier, they're a type of custom orthotic because they're made specifically to a person's foot by one of those offices. So a custom orthotic in the sense that we're talking about of a functional orthotic is usually more rigid, where it has that arch or support under the foot that's going to last a lot longer. They generally last many, like years instead of months because of how they're created. And then I'd say that the benefit to them as well is some people have had bad luck with custom orthotics in the past, and they say there's too uncomfortable and I can't tolerate them. It might have just meant that maybe they have a deformity or a way that they walk that they needed more cushion in a specific part of the orthotic or a cutout or something like that. So there's a lot of things that when we walk, whether you walk more on the inside of your foot or more on the outside, that you can change and make it more comfortable. So I think that is, it's just very variable in how, what you can or can't do, but basically you just have to be able to get scanned or it's made for you by a specific person who's licensed to do that.
So that brings up the next great point, and maybe you can talk about this, Dr. Leonard's. For the gal or guy who's on Amazon late at night, they're dealing with heel pain or foot pain, they're scrolling through the gazillion of options of orthotics that are on Amazon. What would you say to them is the advantage of like actually coming and having their foot evaluated by somebody versus just buying, you know, this thing has 10,000 reviews on it, sounds awesome, like I'm going to go ahead and buy that. What's the advantage of having somebody actually evaluate it, like a doctor versus even just somebody like at the shoe store, like looking at your foot before you make that kind of a decision?
Well, you might have, it's easy to diagnose yourself at home, but you might have something else going on too that's not, you know, related to what you think you're dealing with that might be more appropriately treated with a different type of orthotic or something like that. So it's better to just have a full picture of what's going on because there can be overlapping symptoms for things. And the benefit of, you know, getting seen and evaluated is that we're going to see how you walk. We're going to see how you stand. We're going to check, you know, structure with x-rays. We're going to be able to see all of these things dynamically and statically to see where your foot sits and how best to support it. And like Ashley mentioned, you know, you can go through these orthotics pretty quick. If you're getting something online that's $30, they wear down, you know, they collapse under the weight. And so you can end up spending a couple $100 pretty quick on these things, trying out different types and trying out different, you know, accommodations and modifications. And so that's where the evaluation and doing something that's specialized for your foot comes into play, because it's obviously only working for you. It doesn't work for anybody else. And with that custom design of it, whether it's plaster or foam or scanning, then we can, you know, offload certain areas and take care of pressure points. Versus, you know, just trying to, it's probably overwhelming to look online. I haven't done it recently, but I definitely did before I got into the field. Yeah. And I mean, I knew that I needed some, you know, some level of support for something. I feel like my feet were kind of hurting a little bit, and there's a ton of options, and some are better than others. And there are some okay ones that you can find, but again, they're just not built to last.
Yeah. So And I know a major topic of discussion and question that we'll need to cover is price point on all of these. So a little discussion on that. Number one, I think generally, I mean, the price point's all over the map for these things. Let's just be honest with that. You know, the general truth of you get what you pay for is somewhat true, but sometimes you run into companies that will gouge you on these things. I'm just being completely honest with those listening. And so I think understanding generally the market, you know, for these is important. What would you say, you know, general ballpark for those listening, Ashley, on an off the shelf device kind of price points that you hear people spending? So maybe people like bells start going off if they start going above certain price points for that kind of a device.
I'd say generally between like $35 and $60, it seems like, usually around $35, $40. And then if you do one of those like custom scans that Dr. Leonard's was talking about, where you step on the pad and they develop your pressure point, those can be like more $60 or something like that, a little bit pricier.
Yeah, I think that's a good market where the market's at. Dr. Leonard's, as far as, I mean, medical grade is only dispensed in doctor's offices, so it's harder to get a gist on the market, but your thoughts about where that market might be, if somebody's curious, if they're getting a prefab device that's made for doctor's offices, what might they be paying for something like that?
I've heard anywhere from about $40 to about $100 of just like something that was dispensed in the office that they didn't really get customized or anything like that. It was just kind of an off the shelf thing from the provider. And again, I'm sure those vary greatly as well.
Yeah. And then a custom orthotics is a little bit tricky. The nice thing about custom orthotics is you meet with your doctors. They have to be dispensed by, as Ashley said, either a doctor or an orthotist. Those would be the places that could dispense them. Generally, those can have a claim filed for your insurance company. Again, not all insurances will pay for those. I would say in a true cash environment where you're paying out of pocket for them, you're going to be looking at the low end of $400 or $500, and the high end of that is going to be probably close to $1,000, depending on where you go, what part of the country you're in, those kinds of things. So that's kind of what you're looking at. But again, I think you get what you pay for. As Ashley said, on a custom device, you're probably looking at one device every, you know, depending on how much you run or pound on it, one device every 5 to 10 years, where, you know, off the shelf or sometimes medical grade, you're looking at one device every 3 to 6 months, you know, if you're actually exchanging them at appropriate time intervals and doing the things that you need to do. So, but some parting thoughts, I guess a couple of questions people will always be asking. Dr. Leonard's, if somebody's online and they're like, I'm not going to the doctor, any brands that you would say, hey, these over time have proven to be generally pretty decent devices versus other things that you've seen on the market?
Usually I'll give people a couple of recommendations. P3s are pretty good. I think they're hard to find now. I think they might have switched to an in-office distribution only, so I don't know if you can find those anymore. Power Steps tend to have some decent ones. They have a lot of varieties, but some of their higher end ones that get up, like Ashley mentioned, you know, closer to the $50, $60, even $70 price point tend to be pretty good. And then Superfeet have a couple okay options as well. They kind of color code theirs for different levels of support. Generally, the green is usually the most appropriate because that's the only one that's not flimsy enough to actually hold somebody up. So that one's not bad either. So that's a couple options if you want to look online and don't want to get too overwhelmed.
So I'm a big believer in custom orthotics, I guess, as parting shots. Any pearls, Ashley, a couple pearls you'd give anybody considering orthotics as maybe a possible treatment for the foot pain that they're having? What are a couple of things you would give or recommend to people who are in that situation?
I'd say a lot of times, a lot of foot pain is just because of how you're putting pressure on your foot. And it might not just, you might have a totally neutral foot type, but maybe your calves are really tight and it pulls along the middle of your foot. So you get a lot of arch pain. It could be something as simple as that. So just offloading that arch by having something supportive under your foot could make it a much a little more of the difference. I also saw someone yesterday, and this happens more frequent than you would think, is just if you have a leg that's a little bit longer than the other, that's another thing that can really offset your gait and cause foot pain. So just being able to know, oh, I could put a little bit of height on one of my orthotics instead of the other, and that will help. So it's something that just little changes will make a big difference. So something that doesn't fit your foot can go in the opposite direction as well. So wearing an incorrectly fitting orthotic can also make pain, if not worse, not any better.
Correct. I've had that experience myself where I wore the wrong orthotic and created more outside foot pain than I had previously. So that can definitely happen. Any final pearls you have for Dr. Leonard, for those listening, things that they should consider or think about if they're thinking about going down the route of orthotic therapy for their foot pain?
I just think of it like an investment. You know, I mean, it's the feet get pounded on a lot, and putting a little bit of money up front, I think, is better for the long-term support. It's, you know, I know we use this as well with patients, but it's basically like buying glasses for the feet, right? Like glasses that you get from the gas station or like readers and things, they kind of are okay, but getting something that's an actual prescription that's made for your vision and any, you know, astigmatism or anything that you have going on is always going to be better. Help you see better, decrease chances of headaches. All those things are same for the feet. You know, it's just going to be a little bit more appropriate for you if you invest in it and do something that's a little bit higher quality off the bat. That's usually how I explain it, and that's how I think about it myself, and that's why I have some too. So,
excellent. Agreed. That's why I have some, and Ashley just casted me for some new ones the other day. So, agreed. I just think, you know, be wise with those decisions. There's tons and tons of information on the internet. There's tons and tons of options. I always feel bad when I get a patient in front of me who's spent north of $500, sometimes a couple thousand dollars on orthotics, which have never been evaluated, and ends up they have a deformity or they have something else that, you know, the orthotic really isn't doing anything for that. The heel cup isn't deep enough. There's lots of tangents we didn't cover today that we could have gone over today, but just general overview. I think trying to be more wise on the front end, you'll end up spending less money if you do it right on the front end versus just keep changing and go with whatever is thrown in front of you from a marketing perspective. So there's great science behind orthotics. It's been on the market. They've been on out there for a long time. The science is very legit. They do the job that they're supposed to do, but you need to know what device you need to do that exact job. And if you get into that right device, I think your foot pain dramatically decreases once you find that right device for you. So make sure you're wise. But otherwise, any questions about orthotics, drop them in the comments. Check us out on social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Platte River Foot and Ankle Surgeons. Fix My Feet podcast is also on the social media outlets, and we'll try to address those questions in the future for my esteemed colleagues, Dr. Evan Leonards and our physician assistant, Ashley Anderson. This is the Fix My Feet podcast. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Fix My Feet podcast. To schedule an appointment with one of our providers, visit www.prfootandankle.com.